Thank you.
Yes, sir. Our next item is Sunrise, conditional use number 1639, a determination.
This was a conditional use for six multifamily dwelling units. It was approved July 25th of 2006. The commission granted 2 one-year time extensions. You also granted final site plan approval May 16th of 2007. The use needs to be substantially underway by July 25th of this year. New ownership's taken over the project, and they are requesting that the site work that's been done to date be considered substantially underway. I provided each of you a copy of their letter explaining this with the amount of work that's been completed. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
The only other option they would have if the commission wasn't receptive would be to get substantial underway or go to county council and ask for a time extension. Isn't that right, Gene?
It's been done in the past, yeah.
Yeah. This is a site that was on Route 1 north of Tower Shores, abutted state parks on
south of the
Triangle State Park.
South of the Inlet Bridge.
Yeah, south of the Inlet. And they had to create a walkway that went, or they're supposed to create a walkway or a multimodal path that runs the 3 hours. Road, you know what it's called?
Yes.
Beach Crossing, 3 hours.
Beach Crossing, yeah. So they couldn't get access across the dunes.
Is there anyone here representing this application?
Good afternoon. My name is Peter Campbell. I'm with Vince Abyssinio, the owners of the property. As you can see by our letter, it was purchased last May. And since the purchase, not a lot was done with the property at that time. Since then, we have substantially completed almost everything that was in the letter. There was one slight delay because of the weather in completing the main entranceway, but Bunting and Murray, who is the developer, they have got a extension until May 14th from Delaware Department of Transportation to finish that. The sewer, stormwater management, the site work have all been completed, and they're going to have the base paving completed as well by that time.
What's the plan for moving forward?
We're looking at the biggest problem right now is, as you all are aware, is the real estate market down here.
Really?
To build 6 units and have them sit there vacant would be a problem, but we wanted to get in and get all the construction done and to meet the requirements of section 9940. And doing that, because we haven't completed the buildings, we wanted to make sure that we have met that requirement with the work that's being done.
All right, sir. I think we understand where you're at. Mr. Smith, you have any thoughts you want to share with the group?
I guess one is, do we have some sort of definition or a checklist of what that substantial progress requirement is? What does that look like?
I mean, from the point of view of the code?
From the point of view, I guess, of code, yes.
Well, we actually had this discussion at County Council, I guess, a month or so ago, but substantial underway for purposes of conditional use is not defined. I mean, there's not anything in the zoning code that says what that means. I understand sort of from discussions with prior county attorneys that's been interpreted any number of ways. There is a definition in the subdivision ordinance, which I think really would give guidance to what it means, but that's of substantial construction. And for the benefit of the commission, that means that the right-of-way has been cleared, the roadway's been rough graded, drainage system or stormwater management facilities are in, and the erosion and sedimentation control measures are in place and being actively maintained. Sort of as an aside, this is one of the things that I know Mr. Cole asked about, and I think council agreed is that we need to get a definition for the conditional use aspect of it. But anyway, that.
Well, in the meantime, though.
Yeah, we've got a list of things that.
It does seem that the work that's been done complies with that definition of substantially underway.
But.
Is this work done, or has it been just authorized?
It's authorized.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said this was finished.
No, everything's been finished. except for the main entranceway, which because of some weather-related issues, that's not going to be done until May. And the only other, they're going to install the base paving, and they have to put in, and all the water distribution system has been completed except for the installation of one blow connector. They're awaiting the road installation, but the sanitary sewer has been completed. Stormwater management has been completed. The site work has been completed except for the final seeding. So essentially everything has been done. We thought it would all be done by today originally when I sent this letter, but a few weather things. But it will certainly be done by May 14th.
Well, gentlemen, I was by there this past weekend, and there was, you know, you can tell activity has been done. So it's not like vacant ground that where nothing's, no effort's been made.
I think, yeah, that would be a different situation if there had been nothing done. It does appear that the applicant's making a good faith effort to do something, and I wouldn't see a whole lot of point in making them go through the process again.
Sound like substantial new way.
I think I'm satisfied that they're.
I mean, we had one a few years ago. I remember it had an entrance
shovel.
They had a backhoe or something like that, and that was supposed to be they're starting getting ready to start or something.
I believe that was Mr. Monahan with it on the backhoe.
I think so.
I've heard stories of a couple different people that have been on backhoes at last minute deadlines.
do we have any mechanism in place? We go ahead with this that we ensure that substantially underway keeps happening because.
Well, I think the applicant testified that they're under a deadline with DelDOT for May 14th for your entrance. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's probably incentive enough, I would think. So they're going to make them get done. I would suspect at least that portion of it.
Yeah.
I think Rodney's question is more towards units.
Well, I had
the possibility of when units might take place.
Yeah. My thought on this, before these gentlemen had become involved with Caldera, was that this is a gateway project when you get over the inlet bridge, and I thought it should be something that should be aesthetically pleasing. It's a gateway to the quiet resorts area, and like I said, I'd like to see if you're going to get the ball rolling that you, like Larry the Cable Guy would say, you get her done, because I have been by there on some real nice days, and the equipment's been sitting idle. I don't know why behind that, you know.
But well, let me. I can speak to that issue a little bit, because in my line of work, I run into this all the time, where the sun is shining, there's not a cloud in the sky, and the whomever, the owner or whomever, wants to know why in the world there's nothing happening on his site. Well, if you walked out there, there's probably a foot of water from where it rained the day before, you know. So usually, If it's been raining like it has the last couple of weeks, if you get one day of sunshine, that's not enough to dry it up typically, so that might be part of the issue. I think they've been fighting the weather a little bit. That's why they're crossways with DelDOT.
I think this site might percolate a little better than that.
You think it will?
Yeah.
Full sandy.
It might percolate too bad.
Yeah. We are trying to get it, and done, and we're relying upon and Bunning and Murray. I mean, we all thought we'd be done by April, and they've been working hard at it, but unfortunately, there was a slight delay.
Yeah.
Does the multimodal path that connects the site to along the front of your site that goes down to 3R's Road, which is a state access, is that mm-hmm. part of the entrance approval process, or is that on your property?
That is not part of the entrance approval process, in my understanding.
That's one of the conditions of the approval, that you were to install that sidewalk or multimodal path on this project?
Yeah.
I just wonder what status of that is.
Well, one of the things with that has not been completed at this point because there's not going to be anyone there as of yet.
I understand. That's the right answer, actually.
Excuse me, sir?
That's usually the right answer. Most of the developers now are starting, rather than put all their sidewalks in, are putting the sidewalks in as the units are completed, so that the construction of the home between that site and another access doesn't get impacted by the trucks in and out of the site. So that's not a problem.
say, Mr. Chairman, I'm delighted to hear they're going to provide jobs for people. I just wanted to say, you know, I hope that you keep steadfast at this and
market will determine that.
Well, yeah, I appreciate the fact you're moving ahead with the site work. We would encourage and expect that you would complete what you've presented us. Certainly, the market's going to dictate when the units are, how fast the units get built, put it that way.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this request by Sunrise, noted as conditional use number 1639, my motion is that the commission determine that they are indeed substantially underway.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to determine that the Sunrise conditional use 1639 is in fact substantially underway. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.